Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the best sports podcast in the world. We're back with IU Hoosier Sports Talk. I'm joined with the boys. Welcome, B. Welcome, Jay. How were your days today?
Was good.
Jay, how was your day?
Doing well, sir. Ready to go. For another season.
Is this a podcast? Let's talk.
I did.
All right. So, we are going to go over today offense, defense, and our season predictions for the calendar. I think it's going to be interesting where we have the Hoosiers facing. They finished 5-7 the last 2 years, missing bowls. And Tom Allen's first and second year after a Kevin Wilson back-to-back bowl season. So it's interesting. This is kind of a crucial season for Tom Allen. Let's start with that. Boys, Jay, we'll start with you. Is Tom Allen's job safe at the end of the year if they do not make a bowl?
I would say it's safe unless it's like a 3-8 season. Coming off his best recruiting class, best one in IU history, he's at least safe for another year, barring just the atrocious season.
Logan, what do you think?
I think his job's safe no matter what. I think he can go home in 12 and they're going to give him one more year. Like I said, the recruiting's there. He's done a really good job of taking steps in the right direction. And I don't think it really matters what happens this year. He'll be back another year.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's back no matter what. I think he's safe. He's got, like you said, the recruiting classes are better. But I do think this will
send... If they lose to Eastern Illinois in 2 weeks, he is gone.
Okay, barring like just a collapse of the stadium of the north end zone that they just built, then I think he's staying. And that's just because I think you give him another year, but I do think it keeps that idea of he's maybe not the guy. So next year would definitely be the year. So, all right, well, let's talk about the offense. I think that's what's been in the news for IU sports fans is that quarterback position. They go with Penix. It's announced earlier this week. Do you guys all like that move, Logan?
Love it. Anybody but Ramsey. They could throw Jay out there at quarterback, and they'd be more excited than if Ramsey was out there.
Uncle Rico.
Yes, sir.
Jay, what do you think?
You wonder, you know, what Tuttle's going to do. It sucks for him. 4-star transfer. Penix is faster, better arm. It was in the system. So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped. That's what I wanted to start.
Yeah, I think Ramsey gets – I mean, he could have been the the leader in percentage, you know, pass percentage and things like that. But I think
wouldn't mind if they throw him out there every once in a while.
Well, I think you'll definitely
don't
see
him. Don't let him see the field.
I think you'll definitely see him, but I think that he will play backup for most of the season, I believe. So, skill position, this is probably one of the best skill position groups we've had. Nick Westbrook's prime for his senior year. You got Hale on the other side of him. Whoop Fillier was great last year. Obviously, Stevie Scott coming back as a freshman phenom. What do you guys, with this skill group, what do you expect out of the offense this year?
Our RBU's back. We got Stevie Scott, Walker Jr., Samson James, decommitted from Ohio State. You know, we got some boys that can run. It's just that we didn't get anything from the offensive line.
Yeah, and I don't forget about Guest. He got hurt last year. I think he's going to be solid, too. I think he's going to be the number two, actually. Logan?
I don't see him as the number – well, maybe to start the season he'll be the number two. But I think by the end of the season or even mid-season of the Big Ten, you're going to see James become the number two, and it'd be a real powerful 1-2 punch. The offensive line, that's the real question. But I think they're going to be okay. They were returned, I think, 4 out of 5 from last year. And they won. I think they'll have time to gel and become a little bit better than they were last year. And I think it'll be typical, really good offensive line for IU.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I don't know if it's a big deal. I heard a podcast talking about how you got to switch blind sides with the left-handed quarterback. I don't know enough about football to know if that's a difference, if that's going to matter for the linemen, knowing that you got to protect his blind side. I do think the line will be a little bit of a weakness this year, so I think that's a group that we need to watch out through this entire season.
I read it was like footwork. You got to do your footwork different as the right tackle now.
Well, you usually put your best pass rusher on the blind side, so he'll be dealing with something different than what he's used to.
Yeah, and your left tackle, Coy Kronk, is supposed to be legit. He's one of your captains, so I think, it's now that you're switching that, I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's a problem yet. Of course, we don't know that, but it's something to watch as we go through the season. Anything else on the offense that you guys want to mention?
Nope.
I think we covered that pretty good. Defense, I want to start with the secondary. Talk out of practices, the secondary is legit, probably the best in the last decade. Obviously the best since under Allen, and that's saying a lot because he had Fant. Marcelino Ball is going to anchor the defense, of course, and the fact that you have A'shaun Riggins playing, backup role, who is a senior, shows that you have depth at that cornerback position is something that we've lacked. What do you guys like about the secondary or dislike about the secondary? Can we trust the secondary, I guess I should ask? That's something we have not been able to do as an IU Hoosier fan. Logan?
Very true.
I think you could trust the secondary as long as you can get a pass rush. If you just let the Big Ten quarterback stand back there in the pocket and have plenty of time, I don't care how good your secondary is, eventually you're going to get picked apart. So I think the secondary is good. I think it's legit. And as long as you can get a decent pass rush, then we'll be fine.
Jay?
If we can get back to where our defense was in 2016, we can be really competitive. This will kind of show what Allen's made of. If our defense sucks again, you got to start looking elsewhere.
Yeah, Jay, I actually agree with you. I think the point with having Allen is that we should be able to trust the defense. And last year it was a problem. And like I said, the secondary for us, we've back-breaking games on just 70, 80-yard touchdowns just for out of plays that people should make. So I think the defense needs to come through this year. We'll move up to the defensive line and linebackers. Logan kind of hit it about defensive pass rush. B, do you think we have a pass rush this year?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's hard to say. They were so young last year that they've got some experience now that a lot of sophomores typically wouldn't have. But they were kind of thrown into the fire last year, so it's hard to tell where they're going to be at now. I honestly can't say one way or the other if they will or not.
Jay?
That's where it's bad to where your offensive line's the question and your defensive line's the question in football, just with games won up front. But those are the two question marks for IU this year.
Yeah, and I think the problem every year that goes into its depth, especially at those positions, we just get worn out against Ohio State's, Penn State's, Michigan's. You see a close game, and then fourth quarter it kind of gets blown open, or we don't make the winning play, or there's a hold because our guy's slower than the other person. So I do see it. This will be a better group. I literally like Raekwon Jones. Of course, you got coach's kid Thomas Allen back there too at linebacker. I think we'll be better. I think we could be top 50. And I think, Jay, as you point out, that's what you'd like to see is in that range for the defense. Well, we can hit on special teams if you guys want to.
Who? Justice.
Logan Justice.
We had a baby.
Always have a solid kicker, and I think we have one again this year, obviously, as the senior. So anything you guys want to add on Logan Justice?
Made all 11 under 40 last year.
Yeah.
Best name in sports. Got decent punter.
He spells his name wrong.
Good returners.
Yeah.
Golden.
Yeah.
Special teams is a strength, no doubt.
Yep. All right, Jay, you got that schedule pulled up?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's start with a question from AJ first, though. We have a caller on the Wee Willie's hotline.
Many fans.
Yeah, Wee Willie's has one location in Ellettsville. Yep. As their motto is, it's always the season for season fries. So, AJ is from Gosport, Indiana. Good little town in Indiana. AJ, what do you have to say, bud?
Hi, my name is AJ Wilhite, and my question is, does Penix keep his starting job the whole season, and is this the year that IU finally beats Ohio State or Michigan?
So,
he's a little nervous.
No, I think he sounded good. Ladies, he's taken. Leave him alone.
It didn't even play, sir.
Okay. We heard it on our end. So you guys, the question for you guys is, does Penix stay the starter for the entire year? And is this the year that finally IU ends the longest losing streaks in the country to Ohio State and Michigan? And or Michigan? Jay, why don't you address the Penix question?
I'm going to say that Penix does not start every game all year. I mean, coming off an ACL, this is the way he plays, inexperienced line. I would say he'll probably start 8 to 9 games this year.
And he comes out because of injury?
Yeah.
Okay. Logan?
No, he won't start every game this year. I don't even think if he's healthy the entire year and doesn't get hurt, I don't think he starts. I think they'll do a two-quarterback system like they did a few years back, and I really think that they're just going to play matchups. If they're playing a more athletic defense, I wouldn't be surprised to see Ramsey start a few games. But against the slower, more normal, I guess you'd call them, defenses, then they'll start Penix.
I see Penix starting. I think he'll start the whole season, barring any injury. I don't think they'll do the dual quarterback system. I think Ramsey's going to be a backup. He'll be fine with that. Hopefully Tuttle can get a red shirt. So I don't think Tuttle can red shirt. So maybe. You know. All right, so let's start with the first, and we'll get to the Ohio State Michigan projections in that point of the schedule. So let's start with Ball State. Everybody see that as a win?
Duh.
Yeah. Eastern Illinois, does everybody see that as a win?
Duh.
All right, we're 2-0. I think that's very important. I think the point of this schedule is we have to win those type of games against those type of teams. So the non-conference schedule, I do think we need to go undefeated to have a shot at the bowl. Let's start with Ohio State. I've been to every Ohio State game at Memorial Stadium since 2008. Football gods are going to shine on us once in their lives. We've come close of knocking on the door. This is the year. They're starting a quarterback that hasn't seen us yet. I think we do it. I think we knock them off at Memorial Stadium. 34-28. Write it down. Bet on it. So, yes, AJ, I see it.
Yeah, I wrote it down, and it's going to be an L for the mighty Hoosiers.
Yeah, totally agree. It's not even close. First time that Penix actually sees a real defense, and no, it ain't happened. Sorry.
All right, so I got the Hoosiers 3-0. You guys got them 2-1. UConn, the powerhouse in the East.
W.
I think they won one game last year where they gave up 49 points. Their only win was to a FBS school, and they gave up 49 points and still won. So I have them 4-0. That's great. You guys have them 3-1. At Michigan State, what do you guys see with that one, Jay?
That's going to be a loss.
Logan?
I think they keep it close with them, but I think they fall late.
Yeah, that's a loss. So that's my first loss of the season, ending September with a loss. I got them 4-1. You guys got them 4-2, right? Okay.
3-2.
3-2. Rutgers, homecoming.
Terrible spot for a bye week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to mention that. Bye week and then Rutgers.
Yeah.
Get the win.
The W for sure.
That's a game if you don't win and if you're at, you know, where you guys think IU is at that schedule, Allen's probably getting in the hot seat. So that's a must win. I think they do that as well. That's 5 wins for me, 4 for you guys. At Maryland, I think, is another crucial game. B, where do you see that?
I think it's a win.
Jay?
Yeah, I agree.
That's a tough one for me.
I just think a lot of these matchups that are borderline one way or the other, that IU's going to have the run game to control the clock and limit turnovers, that they're going to be able to grind out these types of wins.
Yeah, I think that's the goal for sure with the offense. Maryland's first-year coach, I think we get the win, and I think that will make us bowl eligible going into October. October 19th, fellas. We're going to a bowl. Celebrate. Book your December vacations.
New York.
We have another. No, we don't. So we go at Nebraska. I don't know when the last time we've been in Nebraska is. I don't know if we've ever been in Nebraska. They're up and coming. A lot of them have been projecting the winning the other side of the division, which is a terrible draw for IU in this schedule. What do we do in Lincoln, Jay?
W. I'm not sold on Nebraska, man. They're getting all this hype. They got a young quarterback like us. I think we beat them.
Logan?
Yeah, this is the one game that ESPN has IU not projected to win as far as chance to win. And I think they pull off the upset. I mean, Nebraska is ranked the top 25 team to start the season. But I'm like, Jay, I don't believe the hype. I think they'll be good, but they're not elite just yet. So I think we pull off the road upset.
I actually disagree with you guys. Frost warning comes through. And the reason is because IU football has told us anything. These are the games we lose. At Minnesota, we always lose at Maryland. Things like that. We just never win these road Big Ten games. So I'm just going to pick a loss just out of my eyes seeing this for 300 times in a row. So the next week we go versus Northwestern. That's a tough one too. I'm going to already say I have that as a win. And us getting our 7th victory of the season, which would be historic for an IU program. B, what do you see?
I also see that as a dub. At that point, I think I have them at 7-2 as well.
Jay?
This is where the wheels fall off.
Oh.
Loss.
Okay. Dang. All right. At Penn State, anybody have that as a win?
No.
Loss.
Happy Valley's not very happy to us there. Then we go versus Michigan. So they're at Bloomington. What's interesting about this, Jay, in this between Ohio State and Michigan, yes, State, so your typical trap game, hardballs, pants are going to be extra tan. I have them losing this game, though. I think it will be close, maybe covering the spread. But you guys, Jay, I'm betting you have this as a loss.
100% a loss.
Yeah, I think it's a loss, but I think it's close as well. I think Michigan gets past Michigan State, then overlooks IU, and IU keeps it close, but Michigan will score a late touchdown to win by 10.
Yeah, I think last year they were talking about how IU was pretty dirty towards Michigan, so maybe that's in the back of their mind. A little revenge.
Yeah, just being soft.
Then we go to at Purdue. I'm just going to we got to get a bucket back. At Lafayette, it's going to be tough. I think they're going to be young and good again. So I have that as a loss. Just again, my eyes have seen this game before. It will be a one possession game, and then it will go out to two possessions, and we'll just be out of it in the fourth quarter. Jay?
It's going to be a loss. I'm not going to predict IU to beat Purdue's coach anytime soon. 6-6.
Logan?
IU brings the bucket back home where it belongs. Finishes regular season 8-4.
Oh, man. 8.
We go bowling.
We're going bowling. That's probably
bowling.
That's probably pinstripe bowl written all over it.
8-4?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, so.
Outback bowl is what I think.
That's actually surprising. We all have them bowl eligible, though. That would be great for Top Mylan this season. I think that's always the goal as an IU football program. Just don't win 5.
If IU wins 8 games, that's a statue.
Oh, yeah. let's talk about the one spread today, this weekend for IU. 17 points against Ball State. I'll start. I think that's about right. I could see it being a blowout like last year, but 17 is kind of large on a neutral field. I think they cover, but I think you're going to sweat it out, and I'm staying away from it. Jay?
Yeah, I mean, I would never bet IU double digits. But I would say I'm going to say they cover. But I would avoid.
B?
Oh, they cover it easy. 41-17.
All right. So, I think that covers it all. You guys have anything else you want to add?
You had them at 7-5?
Yeah. I got 7. Jay's got 6. B's got 8. I got the historic win versus Ohio State. I'm on the field, tearing down the golf post. Taking a piece back to Bill Mallory's grave. So.
Bill Mallory, is he dead?
Yeah, Jay.
No!
Yeah. Bill Mallory?
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We had the football helmet. They had their stickers on the football helmet. Lee Corso's still alive.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Mallory's been dead for, I think, a year.
God rest his soul.
Yep. Best man. So, all right. Well, anything you guys want to add?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. All of our listeners, send questions in. We love hearing them. We love hearing your feedbacks. We like answering your questions for you on air so you guys can get your sports expertise from the tripod.
Yeah, I agree. I missed last week. We had a ton of callers. Hard to cipher through. Thanks to AJ, he had the best question, and Wee Willie's on Jay when you see him. So,
yeah,
Jay,
way to drink the Hoosier Kool-Aid, boys.
Hey.
As always, justice was served.
Holla.
Later.